We're talking about bobbleheads on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Question for you. Have you seen the new Dr. Anthony Fauci bobblehead? You bet. The nation's top infectious disease expert has a nodding figurine, and it's wildly popular. Bobblehead collectors and fans, what are your favorites? Have you ever visited the museum in Milwaukee? What do you enjoy? We're at 800-642-1234. Phil Sklar is co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Phil, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, take us on a quick tour, virtual tour, if you will, of the museum and what we can see there with all of these bobbleheads.
Yeah, so we have 6,500 unique bobbleheads from everything, sports, politicians, music, movies, TV, anything and everything you can think of that's been turned into a bobblehead, as well as exhibits related to the history, how they're made, the stories behind so many of them. And a lot more. And people can also do a virtual tour online on our website at bobbleheadhall.com/virtual tour.
What's the story of you and bobbleheads? How did you decide to love them so much?
Yeah, so started out collecting really as a little kid. My dad collected baseball cards growing up and got me into baseball cards. And then about 2003, me and the other co-founder acquired the first bobblehead for the collection, and we just enjoyed them. We thought they were fun, and it was a great, easy way to build the collection by going to sporting events that we were already going to go to and get a free bobblehead. And before we knew it, we had bobbleheads in the kitchen of our condo and thousands of them, and we started to produce a bobblehead, and the rest, I guess, is history.
And so today, you're releasing a series of Bart Starr bobbleheads, is that right?
That's right. So, yes, we wanted to, you know, really honor and celebrate Bart's legacy, and both on and off the field. And we think bobbleheads are the best way to honor someone. And Bart has had several bobbleheads in the past, but they've all been sort of generic bobbleheads of him just, you know, holding the football. And we wanted to do some really special bobbleheads to commemorate his career.
And so with the series, can you give us a sense of each of these figurines in the series of the greatest quarterback for the Green Bay Packers?
Yes, really a legend, you know, not just in Wisconsin, but in NFL, you know, lore. And the first one is career accomplishments, has him with five replica championship rings that he helped bring to Titletown, and has a plaque with his accomplishments on the back, from the Super Bowl titles to MVP awards and so forth. The second one is really special one, commemorating the Ice Bowl. There's never been a bobblehead celebrating the Ice Bowl, probably one of the most famous games in NFL history, and has Star sort of on that quarterback sneak getting into the end zone with the ice on the scoreboard. The third one has him in his MVP car. He received a Corvette for being the MVP of Super Bowl I. And he was also the MVP of Super Bowl II and got a car for that as well. So it's a pretty unique bobblehead there. And then the last one is another really special one. The first one to feature the Packers' three legendary quarterbacks together. So Starr, Favre, and Rodgers all on one base. And a giant bobblehead, really, for fans to be able to commemorate those three legends.
So how do you, I mean, bobbleheads are true to the likeness of the person. How do you do the artistic modeling for these bobbleheads?
Yeah, so it starts out with the rendering, and then from there, they're hand sculpted out of clay and tweaked quite a bit until they look how we want them to look, and then painted. So a lot of work goes into them. We've been working on this series for several months, say close to a year now. So it's exciting to be able to have them here in stock and ready for customers to get.
And so then once you have the likeness just like you want it, then you make, you cast it in a plastic model?
Yeah, it's actually like a poly resin is what it's called. And okay. It's a really high quality granite-like material. So yeah, a lot of people think plastic when they feel them, you know, they're these heavy collectibles, each one's individually numbered. So it's a really nice way to commemorate the, you know, a player, especially someone of Star's stature. And it's something that people do pass down from generation to generation. We see that with some of the early bobbleheads from the 1960s with people who, went to Lambeau Field and bought a bobblehead of, generic Packers player that have given it to their kids and now to their grandkids even.
Oh, so there's certainly that passed down legacy of those bobbleheads in someone's window or on their desk. They have a story to tell.
Exactly, yes. And it's a great way to keep that person's, legacy alive. Kids today didn't watch Brett or Bart Starr growing up. They didn't have that opportunity, but they can get told those stories by their parents or grandparents and now go to YouTube and see some of those clips, but also have that bobblehead, which really sort of brings his play to life.
Phil Sklar is co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee. Do you collect bobbleheads? Have you been gifted a goofy one? Tell us about it, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation about bobbleheads just ahead here on the Ideas Network. It is Wisconsin Weekend, and we're exploring the National Bobblehead Museum in Milwaukee. Have you visited? Are bobbleheads a part of your sports, politics, or music memorabilia? What do you think about the new COVID-era bobblehead additions like Dr. Anthony Fauci and White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx? Share on bobbleheads, 800-642-1234. We're at 800-642-1234 on bobbleheads. Phil Sklar co-founded the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, and he's our guide. So, Phil, tell us about these Dr. Fauci bobbleheads. What's going on?
Yeah, so mid-March we started to see Dr. Fauci socks and T-shirts, and we, every day watching the news, like most people, saw this Dr. Fauci come into our living rooms, and so we thought, hey, what better way to honor him than with the bobblehead. So on April 1st, we released a bobblehead of Dr. Fauci with $5 from everyone sold going to the Protect the Heroes Fund to raise money for PPE for frontline workers. And within a week, it became our best-selling bobblehead of all time. To
Wait, the
date,
best-selling bobblehead of all time?
yes, our best-selling bobblehead of all time. We individually numbered them to 42,020 and sold out. About a few weeks ago, and are on to a new version, and have to date raised close to now $300,000 through Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and eight governors for the Protect the Heroes Fund.
Oh, and so this fund is where does the funds go to?
Yeah, so it started with the 100 million mask challenge, and it's administered by the American Hospital Association. So it's going to directly to hospitals and clinics that need PPE, which is still a critical need. It's not talked about as much as it was during the, early days of the pandemic, but it's a critical need, and we were excited to do something on our end with bobbleheads to help during this unprecedented time.
Did you ever imagine that there would be bobbleheads of physicians of the nation's public health expert, infectious disease expert?
No, I mean, definitely was not thinking that when, on New Year's Eve or, earlier this year, and you never really know who might make for a good bobblehead, and it has been amazing to see people's response, and we've seen them all over social media, and people having them in the background from politicians all over, just really blown away by the response for it, and also the ability to use it to for a great cause.
And I understand you're really responsive to the public's requests. Bunny emailed to say that as a fan of PBS and bobbleheads, Bunny is wondering if the museum has any bobbleheads of the cast of the Red Green Show. Bunny says they love the museum and their coworker was fascinated with the collection. And so this the Red Green Show was a Canadian television comedy that aired on various channels in Canada. Is there anything like that at the museum?
We have so many bobbleheads in the museum that sometimes it's hard to. We have a database, and we're getting new bobbleheads in all the time. But there is a bobblehead, a red green bobblehead, and I know we do have one. I'm trying to picture in my head where it is in the museum, but yes, there is a red green bobblehead, and I know we have it.
Well, your brain should be this like vast repository of bobbleheads at this point, Phil. You know, what about these eight governor bobbleheads? Who are these governors?
Yeah, so we got requests shortly after releasing the Dr. Fauci bobblehead to do bobbleheads of some of the governors that were also in the news. So Andrew Cuomo was the first primary governor that was requested, and we did him. Governor DeWine from Ohio, and also Governor Evers here from Wisconsin was one that we kept getting requests for. So we said, hey, let's do it, and people have enjoyed getting their governors as well.
All right, Evers in the mix. So in the few seconds we have left, how is your museum preparing to safely reopen?
Yeah, so it's definitely big steps that we're taking to make sure everybody is safe when we do reopen here, hopefully later this month. And, you know, we're just taking all those precautions that CDC and all the different organizations are sort of mandating or suggesting to make sure that, you know, we're doing stuff, something that Dr. Fauci would approve of when we do reopen.
Well, Phil, thank you for joining us. Happy bobblehead creation.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Have a great week.
You weekend. You too. Phil Sklar, co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee. Coming up, we talk with the head of the organization, Imagine Milwaukee, and the work to develop arts and culture and help artists thrive and do their work in our state's largest city. That conversation is ahead on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.